The Braves are getting set to host the division rival Mets on Friday. We'll pick things up in the fourth inning with the game tied at one, and it's rookie versus rookie as Sean Newcomb deals to Dominic Smith.
And here's the pitch. Fastball, line. Up over a jumping Ruiz. It'll head for the left field corner. That's going to be extra bases. Kemp has it in the corner. Going to be a double on a pitch that wasn't where he wanted it, and it's going to drive in Cabrera. Well, he scores. And now another runner in scoring position, and it's 2-1 Mets. In the NCRT, hits it past the second baseman in the right center field. Scoring easily is Freitas. The throw will bounce to the catcher. And Freitas scores, and NCRT picks up his 56th RBI, and we're tied at two. Montero quickly ready. The look to third and the pitch. Popped in the air, left center field. That's going to a diving catch by Nemo. A great, great play. That saved probably two runs. It's going to make it a sacrifice fly. A great, great play. But Kemp, Adams in Kemp's spot, gets the RBI, and the Braves get a 3-2 lead.
The stretch by Vizcaino. Rares back, fires, swinging a ground ball, left side, Ruiz in, up, throws, got him, Braves win.
So the Braves get 3 2/3 scoreless frames from the bullpen on Friday. In support of Sean Newcomb, here's the Atlanta manager, Ryan Snitker.
You know, he was good tonight. I mean, a different situation. You got dirt, you know, you got a little pad in the lead. You know, it might be a different story, but then again, you can't go out and walk guys in a game like that. And stay deeper. But if he keeps going the way he is, he's getting real close to being there to where he can get you, because, you know, his pitch count wasn't a factor tonight, and it's more the situation of the game.
You talk about maybe him not having the best feel for stuff. How much do you like, though, these young guys seeing the adjustments they can make when they might not have the best?
It's great. I mean, that's the experience is you can't replicate it anywhere, that's for sure. So it's you know, when they can get that experience here, it's really good. When they have to maybe not be as sharp as they always are or make adjustments, it's good. And then the game will help them to do that, too.
When NCRT slides the other night, you don't know what's going to happen. But here's tonight's another example where he finds a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Give you a big hit.
Yep, he does. I mean, he's always done that. I mean, you look at all the hits he's got. And he's been big all year. I mean, the guy can. He hits anybody.
With Kemp, any idea of how serious?
We'll just wait and see. It was just more of a cramp on the pole or anything, so we'll just kind of visit it. You know, it's a day-to-day thing.
When that catcher's interference happened in the first inning, when you went out there, were you trying to make sure they knew that you have the option of the out or the run?
Yeah, I just said, I mean, I didn't want to pass a run out.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of the situation, I was just asking, so I get my choice, right? He goes, yeah. I was like, okay, I want the run. You're not guaranteed to get in that thing. We were that one, so, I just didn't want to pass a run up.
Kemp felt that going after those two balls.
Probably, yeah. I mean, and then after the last at bat, he said it was tightening up on him, so just got to be careful.
Nice to have a guy like Blaine Adams the way he's
been playing great. You know, he comes off the bench, and I say he goes up there and gives you three good hacks, and is a really good defender, and it's nice to, like you say, to have somebody like that on the bench.
With the victory, Sean Newcomb is now 3-8 for the year with a 4.32 ERA.
Today, fastball changeup was good for me. Had a little bit lack of feel. My curveball was good at times, but I kept kind of ripping into the ground or thinking that was going to happen again and backing him up a little bit. But fastball changeup was big for me today.
How important is that changeup to you, and how much has it improved since you got here?
I think I just am throwing it more, so I am getting a better feel for it just by from all the reps. But I'm a lot more comfortable with it now than I was last year and the beginning of this year for sure.
When you go through that series of five straight strikeouts, that's nice to be able to rely on each of those three pitches.
Yeah, especially when my breaking ball is not the best of it that day. But it was good. It kept them off my fastball, and I was able to use that, and that played up, so it's good.
The Braves will get back to work on Saturday night against the Mets. R.A. Dickey will make the start.